Okay, we have Dolly on the line.
Dolly on the line. Hello. Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Dolly.
Hi, Dolly. Hey there.
Hi, Dolly.
Hi.
So we're just going to ask everyone to mute their line, and we'll go through you. First off, let's start with Melissa Ruggieri with the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, and you're playing there June 4th at the Infinite Energy Center in Duluth, Georgia.
Hey, Dolly. How are you?
Well, I'm good. Looking forward to coming to see you.
Absolutely. Well, listen, so it's been a couple of decades since you went on a tour of this extent. So why now, and what can you tell us about plans for the set list?
Well, I'm actually excited about it. We've done a few shows here and there now and then over the last several years. This is, as you mentioned, the first time for a long one, but everything seems to be going really good right now. There's a little buzz going on, and with the Code of Many Colors and with the success of our Blue Smoke CD and our tour over, you know, through Europe, and it got a lot of attention here, too. So a lot of the promoters and a lot of the fans say, well, why don't you do it here? And I said, okay, if you want me to, I will. So actually, it just seemed to be a good time to do it. So we're going to be touring from June through the middle of December, and looking forward to it. And we'll, of course, be doing the old favorites, the Jolene, I Will Always Love You, and Two Doors Down, Here You Come Again, Islands, all of those things that people expect. But I have a new Pure and Simple CD out. That's the name of the tour, and it's all love songs. So I'll be doing maybe three or four songs from that, and then the regular family things that people expect, Code of Many Colors and Talking About Home. And hey, we've got some of everything, I believe.
Next up, we have Joshua Maloney with the Niagara Frontier Publications, where you're playing June 12th at the Art Park Outdoor Amphitheater in Lewiston, New York.
Hello.
Hey, Dolly. Thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
So, Dolly, for those who haven't been fortunate enough to see you in concert, what can you tell us about your live show? What can you tell us about the band you'll have on the road with you? What can we look forward to?
Well, actually, it's called Pure and Simple. That's the name of the show. And I also have a new CD called Pure and Simple. It's all love songs. We'll be doing a few songs on the show from that. Of course, we'll be doing all of our standards. We have a CD and a best of Dolly's greatest hits, like a double CD, you know, that we have will be coming out to kind of coincide with the tour. But, of course, in the CD and in the new record, we'll be doing on stage all the favorites, Jolene, I Will Always Love You, 9 to 5, Islands in the Stream, all of that stuff. And then we'll do our little gospel things. We'll have our corny jokes and all of those kind of things. So I think we'll have some fun things for everybody. We have a little folk song section that we'll do. And as far as the band, it's just the four of us on stage, Richard Dennison, Tom Rutledge, and Kent Wells. And we just kind of swap off different instruments. And it's pretty much scaled down. It's not a lot of loud music, and we don't have a bunch of videos or anything going on in the background, so it's pretty much just us.
Next up is Emily Burnham with the Bangor Daily News. You'll be playing June 18th at Waterfront Concerts in Bangor, Maryland.
Hello. Hello.
Okay, we'll do Michael Anthony. Actually, we'll do Glenn Gamboa with Newsday outside of Forest Hills, New York, where you're playing Forest Hills Stadium June 25th.
Hi, Dolly.
Hi there.
I was wondering, you have such a huge catalog of songs to choose from. I'm wondering, you've said that you're going to probably pick some chestnuts that we haven't heard live in a while. I was wondering how you went about picking the ones that you're going to take on this time.
Well, actually, you always have to do the things that your fans demand, and a lot of those songs will also be in that Dolly's Greatest Hits CD. We have a double CD, the Pure and Simple, which is the title of the tour, and it's also the title of the new album. And we'll do two or three songs from that, but we have to always, for the fans, do the songs like Here You Come Again, I Will Always Love You, Jolene, 9 to 5, you know, the Islands and the Stream and all those things. And then, of course, I think people expect me to do that home segment, you know, where I do the songs like Code of Many Colors, Tennessee Mountain Home, and songs about home and talk about that. And I think people expect a little bit of gospel stuff, you know, in there as well. So we're going to have some of everything, but it's really hard to know what to pick to get the dynamics that you need and, you know, for the show. But I work real hard trying to give it my best.
Okay, next up will be Scott Taddy with the Beaver County Times, and you're playing in his market June 28th at the Consol Energy Center in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Hi, Dolly.
Hello there.
Wanted to say I really enjoyed seeing you perform at the ACM Awards. You look great. You sounded great. It's like you haven't changed a bit. What's your secret to keeping young?
Good doctors, good lighting, and good makeup, and a good attitude.
All right, and let's go to Rosa Colucci with the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette.
Hi, Dolly. It's nice to hear your voice. Last time you were in Pittsburgh, you played at the Benedum Center, and it was a much smaller venue, and we had a very intimate show. And you were talking about your setup for this show, which just has four musicians. You are reaching a new generation of fans after your appearance with Katy Perry at the ACMAs. Are we going to expect to see some guest musicians, like maybe Katy Perry or Taylor Swift, joining you on tour for a few songs in select cities?
Well, not that I know of. If they should show up, I bet you I wouldn't refuse them because they've got a lot of fans, and I'm very touched when those girls, you know, act like they love me, and I really appreciate what they do. But we don't have anything like that planned. It's called Pure and Simple, and it's me basically doing what I do, talking about home and family, doing a few songs from the new CD, doing all the old favorites that people expect to hear, Jolene, I Will Always Love You, 9 to 5, Here You Come Again, all of those things. And we'll do our corny comedy and our gospel stuff and just all the things that people, you know, expect to hear. But it's done pretty simple because we don't have the full band with full sets of drums and, you know, and all that. So hopefully it'll be enjoyed, and I'll tell a lot of stories as we go.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Next up is Jacqueline Rupp with Philly Week Magazine. You're playing June 15th at the Mann Center in Philly.
Hey, Dolly. Thanks for taking my call.
Well, thanks for having me. We're looking forward to coming to see you.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. So I was wondering, you mentioned your new album. What's one of your favorite new songs off of that album?
Well, actually, the title song I like a lot. In fact, I'm going to open the show with it. It's called Pure and Simple, and I thought it would be a perfect little song to open the show with. There's another song called Outside Your Door. I'm standing outside your door. It's a fun little soulful little piece, simple in nature. Another one we're doing in the show is called I Will Never Not. It's called Never Not Love You, and it's a sweet little song with a little bit of a up tempo. But then, of course, we'll do all those classics that everybody expects to hear, and I expect to do. And so, I think we're going to have a good show, something for everybody.
Next up is Beth Sweeney with 14 News. You're playing at the Ford Center August 10th in Evansville, Indiana.
Hi, Dolly. It is such an honor. You're actually checking something off my bucket list today here in your...
Oh, well, good deal.
Well, you talked about how you're going to tell a lot of stories about home and family on your concert tour, and one of my fondest memories is growing up listening to Kenny and Dolly Christmas. That was always our family tradition. What are some of your favorite traditions that you might be sharing with us on this tour?
Well, actually, I always talk about the coat of many colors and my mom, and, of course, now that the Coat of Many Colors movie did so well, I've also written a song called Mama that I'll probably sing before I start talking about the home section and the Coat of Many Colors. And so I'll just be talking about all the different types of things about my grandpa and, you know, being brought up and just how I was brought up and why it means a lot to me. And so we'll... you know, I'll be doing my little gospel segment based on the fact that I grew up in my grandpa's church. And so we'll have some new stuff from the new album. We'll have all the old traditional stuff, some gospel, some stories, some family things, and all in all, hopefully something for everyone.
Next up is Chuck Yarborough with the Cleveland Plain Dealer.
Hello? Hello?
All right, Chuck, we'll come back to you if you're struggling with the mute button. We'll go to Lynn Felder with Winston-Salem Journal, outside of Greensboro, North Carolina. Lynn?
Hi there. Well, got lots of trouble with the mute buttons.
Hello, hey, Dolly.
Hey, Dolly. How about Insight Atlanta Edition, Lee Smith?
I'm here.
Hello. You're not the Lee Smith, are you? The story writer, you know, Lee?
Hey, Dolly, I'm the other Lee Smith.
Oh, you're Lee. You're a guy, Lee. My dad's name was Lee.
Great. Well, it's an honor to talk with you today. I've got a question about the new album. It's called Pure and Simple, and you mentioned that there are also some hits on there as well. Now, are these newly re-recorded, or are these the original tracks?
Well, I don't know that I said hits. I'm hoping there's some hits on there. I really hope there are. But actually, these are all new songs with the exception of two. I pulled a couple of songs from the old Porter Dolly days. There's a song called Tomorrow's Forever that I thought was really always a good song. And I've done it really pure and simple in style. And then there's another one that I actually used a little bit of in the Code of Many Colors movie called Say Forever You'll Be Mine. And everything else is new things that's not been heard. But I wrote them all.
I'd heard there's like a two CD set, and that half of it was like...
Yes. Oh, that's what you mean, yeah. And yes, right. It is a double CD set, and it's... The other is, it's called Dolly's Greatest Hits, and it'll be, I'm not sure exactly at this moment if it's going to be 8 or 10 things, but it'll be, you know, some of these songs that people have to hear and they want to hear, the Jolene's, Coat of Many Colors, I Will Always Love You, that sort of thing, and then maybe even some things that we haven't, you know, done. So it's called Dolly's Biggest Hits.
Next Very up, good. Lynn Felder, I think you tried to chime in there.
Yes, I'm here.
Did you get lost?
I got lost. Hi, Dolly. Bucket list. Check.
Oh, yeah.
We are in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, and we have had a couple of incidences lately because of our HB2 bill. I don't know if you've heard about that.
Oh, I have.
Okay.
I've been seeing all that commotion. A lot of people.
Where we've had some big disappointments with people canceling. So I wanted to ask if there's any chance that you're going to cancel. I think that you're our first. We are your first stop.
Well, I have no plans to cancel the show. I think I'd be better. I think I'd serve better just from the stage and doing whatever we do. I mean, I think everybody should be treated great and with respect, and everybody knows that about me, but I don't see any need to be canceling the shows. You know, I can address that from stage or say whatever I need to in that format.
Next up.
Well, thank you.
All right.
Hope to see you then.
Okay, thanks.
Next up is Donna Walker with the Greenville News. You're playing there June 5th at the Peace Center.
Hi, Dolly. It's great to talk to you. One of the things I was wondering, so many of these songs are songs you've sung a lot over the years and very personal to you. I just wonder that at this point in your career, do some of them take on sort of new meaning, new significance after you've performed them over the years?
Well, they actually do take on different meanings at different times because you're singing them to different people. And there's a whole lot of younger, new people that are just now getting turned and tuned into my music. So that's all good. And then the ones that have loved them all along always enjoy, seem to love to hear them again. So that's the double set of the CD. One is Dolly's Greatest Hit, Biggest Hits, and then the other one is mostly all new stuff that I have just written called Pure. It's a CD called Pure and Simple, and it's got mostly love songs on it. And I think out of the two of those, we got a little something for everybody, which we'll be doing things from both CDs and the show, of course.
Great, thank you.
Next up is Ken Ross with the Springfield Republican, where you're playing June 17th at the Tanglewood Music Center in Lenox, Massachusetts.
Hello.
Hi, Dolly. Yeah, I had a question about your new album, Pure and Simple. It contains new material. And when you're writing a song, I was wondering, do you usually start with the music or the lyrics? And has your writing process changed over the years?
Oh, it happens both ways. Sometimes I'll get a good melody. I'll be humming along and thinking, ooh, that's a good melody. That's a good tune. And then I'll start putting words to it. Sometimes I'll have some good lines. I think something is a good title or I'll come up with some good lines and think, oh, I need to put a good tune to that. And then sometimes they both come at the same time. So I've been writing all my life, and I've just done it different at different times. But this CD, the Pure and Simple, is all love songs, and they're all songs that I've written and produced, and I'm real proud of it. And, of course, we have a double CD, and the other one is songs that people do know. It's called Dolly's Biggest Hits, and I think we've got 8 or 10 things in that I think we'll also be doing some things from both CDs on the show.
Well, thank you very much. Looking forward to it.
Next up is Chuck Yarbrough with the Cleveland Plain Dealer.
Hello?
Oops.
Did you mess up your mute button?
Are we there again this time?
Yeah, we got you now. You can't get away from
good.
Me now.
Good night.
Don't touch nothing.
I'm not going to. Oh, you are known as much for your philanthropy as you are for your music, which is a great thing to have. But where did that come from? Is it coming up from your grandfather's church, or is it just something inherent in who you are?
Well, both. I think we are who we are because of the people we're around and the way we grew up. But certainly we were brought up to have an open, big, and giving heart. And that was, you know, the Christian way. And, you know, that definitely has played a big part of it. But that just seems to be my nature. I love to do things for people. I love to give as well as receive.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Next up is Marcos Papaditos with Digital Journal.
Hi, Dolly. Marcos.
Hi, Marcos. How are you?
Good. I'll see you at Forest Hill Stadium. Is there a difference when you sing in the studio versus performing live?
I'm sorry. Say that again for me. They have my mic turned up too loud here.
Is there a difference when you sing in the studio versus performing live?
Oh, yeah. I mean, in the studio, you're always having to think about making sure you get the right sound and the right EQ on your vocals, if you've got the right microphone or what you don't want on it, what you do need to put on it, if you want Mando here, whatever. But when you're on stage, when you're performing live, then you really feel like, well, it's all done now. It's all been created, so now you can get out there and see how the people like it, and you can actually perform it. So there's a big difference.
Thank you, Dolly. Thank you, Dolly.
All right.
Next up is Doug Rule with Metro Weekly, where you're playing June 8th at Wolf Trap in Vienna, Virginia.
Hello.
Hi, it's a pleasure to talk to you.
Well, you too. I can't wait to come to Wolf Trap. I've always loved that. I haven't been there in a long time.
Yeah, it's a great venue. I wanted to ask you a sort of follow-up about the ACC bill that previous reporter mentioned, just the wave of anti-gay bills that are being passed around various states, including Tennessee. I just wondered if you had any thoughts or reactions about that.
Well, I always have thoughts, and we all have our reactions. I do not intend to be canceling any of my shows because I'm just the kind of person everybody through the years has known that I have an open, generous heart, and I believe that all people should be treated with respect and be treated according to, you know, whatever the situation calls for. But I really don't like to get caught up into, you know, controversial issues, and I certainly don't think it's fair to the public, and I can address whatever my thoughts are, if need be, from the stage.
Next up is Jason Fraley with WTOP.
Hello, Dolly.
Hello, you. How are you?
Good. Greetings from D.C. We're also excited to have you at Wolf Trap.
Oh, I know. I can't wait. The weather's good.
Yeah, we can't wait even more. Everyone knows you. You know, you're singing, and of course, you're one-of-a-kind stage presence. But what always blew me away most was your songwriting. You know, how do you paint a visual picture with your lyrics? And do you have a personal favorite lyric where you think, I really nailed that one?
Well, I do have lots of favorites. Usually my favorite things are songs that never really become like singles. One of my favorites that I love the way that it's written for me of my personal stuff is Down from Dover. I love you know, telling stories and painting pictures. And this, the new CD is all love songs, the new Pure and Simple, but there's a lot of good lines. I had a good time writing it. I think I came up with some really nice lines in some of those songs. I was kind of in a, seemed to be in a very inspired mood. But I just love to paint pictures with songs. I know Mac Davis, my friend, who's a, as you know, one of the great writers, his, the name of his publishing company is called Song Painter. And I always thought, wow, I wish that was the name of my publishing company. I wish I'd have got that first. Because I feel like we are song painters.
Definitely. See you at Wolf Trap.
Thank you.
Next up is Jeff Mears with the Buffalo News, where you're playing the Art Park Outdoor Amphitheater June 12th.
Hello. Hey, did you mess up on your button? Hello?
Okay. We'll go ahead and go to Weed Dennings with WRAY Radio in Evansville, Indiana, where you're playing the Ford Center August 10th.
Hey.
Hi, Dolly. This is Weed. Hi. You've had some great questions asked to you today. A couple of folks have mentioned speaking with you is on their bucket list. You can add three people to that list. I wanted to know, what's on Dolly Parton's bucket list?
Oh, well, I'm just carrying my bucket, and it's just full of all kinds of things. I got buckets on both sides. I've just got all kinds of things to do, and a lot of them, you know, just have to do with, you know, with what I'm doing. I do someday hope to see my life story on Broadway as a musical. And, of course, someday I'd love to have a cosmetic line and that sort of thing. But as far as bucket list, I seem to kind of do pretty much what I want. It just sometimes takes a little time to get it done. But I just, anyway, I have a line in one of my songs that says, empty or full, I've carried my pail, and you don't drink the water if you don't dig the well. So I'm busy digging the well and carrying my bucket all around now.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Dolly. Can't wait to see you in Evansville.
Next up is Jacob Eilecker with Examiner.com. Jacob.
Hi, Dolly. It's an honor to talk to you again from Kansas City. This is my second time talking to you in 2 years.
Well, it's good to talk to you again. So how are you?
I'm doing great, Dolly. I'm doing great. So what are some of the challenges that you had producing and picking out which material to feature on Pure and Simple?
Well, actually, I just thought, first of all, I need a song called Pure and Simple, and then I wrote that one. And then I thought, well, you know, what's this album going to be about? Is it all going to be just pure and just simple, plain songs? But I started to write them, and they all turned out to just be songs about love, different kinds of love, not story things, but just love songs. And so I just really thought it fell really good, and I got some nice lines in it. I think I've got enough good variety for people to, you know, to enjoy it. So I just took off and acted on faith and just wrote what songs came to mind, what thoughts and feelings I had, thinking, okay, I'll need a fast one here. I'll need a half-fast one here, to pardon the expression. And I'll need a real slow one here. And so I just thought, well, what are the good subjects about love? And I just thought, well, now love is something I know about. So hopefully you're going to enjoy this album.
Thank you. And we really hope that you come to Kansas City.
Well, I hope so, too. Wherever I go, I hope to see you.
Thank you, Dolly.
Thank you.
Next up, Steve Farrar with the Daily Hampshire Gazette, where you're playing at the Tanglewood Music Center June 17th.
Oh, hi, Dolly. Thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
For your time.
Yeah, well, one thing I'm wondering about is, you know, country music lost one of its titans not long ago, Merle Haggard.
And, oh, my goodness.
You know,
I
I'm just wondering if you,
that.
Yeah, I
wonder
what you knew about him
buddy.
And, you know, I'm not clear whether you might have performed with him at a duo at some point and, you know, what your thoughts on losing this big dame.
Well, first of all, he was a wonderful, dear friend, person, and we used to work together years ago on package shows when we were both just starting out and both getting pretty popular with Porter Wagoner Show, and I used to travel. And even after I went out on my own, I used to do some dates with Merle. I never had a chance to actually do a duet with him. I always wanted to, but I just always thought of him as a buddy and a friend. We used to ride along on each other's buses when we were traveling, singing songs and I always said we were going to write and sing an album together. I wish we had him, but it was heartbreaking when we lost him. But his music, like Hank Williams, will live forever and ever.
All right. Great. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Okay, and the last question is Michael Monks with River City News. He's actually right outside of Horseshoe Casino Cincinnati and Cincinnati, where you're playing June 11th.
Hey.
This is actually Chuck Beatty with the River City News.
Well, that's okay. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm getting ready to go on tour.
We're so excited that you're coming to the Horseshoe Casino, which is pretty much brand new to Cincinnati. But one of the questions I want to ask, you're so busy with everything you have going on with your life. What's a typical day off for Dolly?
What's a day off?
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Actually, I don't have many days off, but actually my husband and I try to always have the weekends free if I can when I'm in Nashville. And we like to go out at our little lake house and sit around and just relax, and I cook, and we just kind of act lazy and have a good restful weekend and get ready to go back to work the next day. I read a little bit, cook some, sleep a lot.
Well, we look forward to seeing you in Cincinnati.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, everyone, for dialing in.
Okay, thanks, everybody. I hope all of you could hear all the questions because I was trying to answer everything. But I will see you on the road.